consequences.
You have been banned from the Mickey Mouse Club for inappropriate behavior.
Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah!
Very good. Very good. You know something? No soup for you! Come back 1 year! Next!
I think the politicians pushing this bill know that it will probably never actually make its way into law. They're using it to look tough on China. They're using it to get a bipartisan bill passed. They're using it to hopefully scare people off the app.
I'm gonna offer you.
Hey, slow down there, Grandpa. Let's just see here. Aha! Another one of Plankton's spies.
I just wanted some for later.
You're banned!
Pittsburgh.
Good morning, good evening, and possibly even good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening to this, I thank you and I welcome you in to another edition of the Shallow Oceans Podcast. A man who has been so accustomed to growing the minds and helping the souls of others, somebody who thinks of himself as a shepherd, guiding those who are lost to find their way, and somebody who has escapaded throughout this entire verse and planet and plane we call Mother Earth, I've come back to tell you that in a world that seems so vast, it's really not as deep as you think. And on today's show, I wanted to touch on something that is prevalently all over social media, and also at the same time, might not be for long, in a very ironic way, you could say. I want to talk tonight about the TikTok ban and the pending doom and loom that is laying over TikTok and the ticky-tacky, as these congressmen and women like to say. And so my initial thoughts are this, and we'll go through everything and break it down. They are trying to say that this is a national security issue. It is a national security level threat. We must attack it at all costs. We must protect the American people. They need to be safe. They need to be protected. They need to feel like they don't have to worry about their internet being taken and their information and data. Pause. Well, we also want to know that ticky-tacky, if it connects to the Wi-Fi unit in your house and you're using ticky-tacky, it gets your Wi-Fi information. Pause. It also is sending all this information to the mother lord of China and the communist country, and they're going to use it to destroy us from within. Pause. So you're telling me that a social media platform is the most important and prevalent thing that we are facing at this moment in the country. Interesting. How about the fact that inflation is higher than it's ever been in our lives? How about the fact people are so underpaid they can barely afford these expensive-ass groceries? How about the fact that the homeless rate, the infidelity rate, also the birth rate, everything is falling into the incorrect portions of where they should be? How about the fact that mental instability is the highest it's ever been? How about the fact we have young teenage boys and girls not only exing themselves and hurting themselves, but also committing mass events that are hurting other people because of this mental influx, and also not talking about the prevalent issue of the oversaturation with these cell phones and the watering down of interest level of entertainment, fans, etc., things that we're incorporated to, low interest levels in our mindsets, not growing the youth, helping them grow, spreading love. We are totally going the opposite way of everything. And this is the simple thing I have to say. The fact they're so worried about TikTok should tell you a lot about what's going on. The fact that they are so worried that you are using a platform to talk to other people, to converse, to see information, and to also spread the information you see firsthand, first account, is threatening to them. They are so focused on you getting information that they cannot control. Would you like to know why I say that? Because the two other major ones that are being used are Facebook and Instagram, both owned by the same people. Shoutouts to Zuckerberg and Silicon Valley, Death Valley, as they like to say. Why is it that we still have no true focus on the simplicities of what's happening in front of us? How is it that you're still so focused on letting other people tell you what to believe rather than believing for yourself. How is it that after 2020 and everything that happened with Vid, you still don't see the fact that these people give two shits about you? Want to know why I say that? You can go back to 1960s, 70s, 80s council meetings within your region on a base level up to a government official level. They have admitted openly that they're doing weather modifications and manipulation. HARP, they're modifying the weather. And a thing called chemtrails has been happening for a long, long time. Want to know why I say that? Look up next time it's a really bright sunny day and see all these trails lingering in the sky. Then it turns into this white kind of residue that lingers everywhere. And then a few days later, it's raining and it's cold and it's overcast again. Interesting. Why is it that rather than seeing the stuff that they're putting in the air, putting in your food, putting in your water, shout outs fluoride and chlorine and all this other stuff, how is it that you're still not getting what's happening? How about the fact that within the few years I've used TikTok to not only create my own content, which has been flourishing in a plethora of ways, and I'm very grateful for it, how about the fact I have found the most interesting, educational, and inspiring things only on TikTok? Why is that? Why is it that it's the only platform not owned by the US and that is doing the best for people in whatever way they want? Do you know that TikTok is the only platform you can fine-tune your algorithm? For example, let's say you're somebody who's very passionate about being spiritual and conscious and being aware of self-reflecting, your seven chakras, aligning yourself, evolving, everything, right? Something I'm very interested in. Well, the more of those videos you search for, the more of those videos you like and save, the more of those videos that you start to watch completely, they will continue to feed you more of that. Do you know why? It's an artificial integrated society notion for their platform that whatever keeps you on the platform, they will keep showing you because they get paid per how long you stay on it. They're always competing with YouTube. That's why they do 10-minute videos now. They're trying to make you stay on their platform. That's why they do lives, etc. That is their main focus, to keep you on the platform. Now, not only did it give people a plethora of range to create whatever, however, and whenever they wanted, they were also able to openly talk about anything and not be discredited, banned, etc., which I know other platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram are very openly admitting that they do, and they showed us during, again, 2020. How about the fact that major doctors, I'm talking about virologists, people who were the leading people like Dr. Malone, all these people who created a plethora of vaccines and have these certifications for them and trademarks, etc. These people came out and talked about an opposition side from the inside against the modern narrative, and they were all silenced, hated, demonized, victimized, called to be conspiracy theories, anti-vaxxers, throwing all of these labels rather than listening to what they say. You never once listen to the message. You're always killing the messenger. Well, I don't know about him. He seems like he could be a druggie. It looks like he probably cheated on his wife. Look at him. He's old. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's not a good person. We shouldn't listen. He's crazy. How is Dr. Robert Malone crazy? He literally has spent half of his life creating safe vaccines for people to take, and he's telling you be careful. Why are you not listening to him? Oh, you know, it's because he's a conspiracy theorist. He's going against these. He's the reason why we're stuck in it. He's the reason why I'm locked down. No, that's the government. You let them tell you what to do. You let them make you afraid. You let them put a ticking counter clock on CNN that's counting the deaths and sicknesses over months a span, creating fear and panic in you. You're the same people who pushed your family away and told them to stay the F away if, number one, they vote politically different from you, or two, they don't believe in this and they won't get a vaccine to protect you. How crazy is it that you were conned and you still don't admit it to yourself? You literally have gotten all this information out over the past 4 years of how much BS was spread, misinformation on their part, and we're still letting these people run around free and acting like nothing happened, that you didn't take something you shouldn't have taken, and also that you didn't take something that probably could be detrimental to your overall health. Look into liquid graphene. Just go ahead and look into some interesting stuff, okay? The fact of the matter is, again, that's why they dislike TikTok, is because we can talk openly, uncontrollably, and also unbiasedly. You can truly speak your mind on everything. And don't get me wrong, if you're somebody who just likes dumb, funny videos, trust me, it will curate its algorithm to you to watch a lot of dumb, funny videos. But again, say you're somebody who's chasing more awareness, maybe searching for truth within a world full of lies, trying to grow your mind and challenge your own beliefs and really think outside the box. Well, again, if those are the videos you like, those are the videos you comment on, save, etc., watch the most of, search the most of, they will keep giving you what you want, which is powerful because that means they give you what you yearn for, which is a cool thing. They do not do that on Instagram. Instagram is a brain-dead platform where all it is just boasting yourself, posting yourself, creating this following. It's literally an open dating site is what it is. Let's be honest. It's basically an open Tinder is what Instagram is. Women will post themselves in whatever ways they want, build up followings, let DMs hit them up, and then guess what happens? They end up going on cruises, dating, etc. That's how it is. People meet a lot of people through Instagram. It's crazy. Don't tell me I'm wrong or lying. It's the truth. That's what's insane to me. Also, Facebook has turned into the old person place where people over 40 and 50, etc., 30s, they're all using Facebook. They're just sitting there writing about their day like it's a type of Twitter, and Twitter's more of a news outlet, but even that one was biased as well. And that's what's so crazy to me is people still don't see that all of those sites are owned in Silicon Valley. All those sites are ran by the same people, and all of those sites would not give you the information you truly wanted. Want to know why I say that? Let's go to the riots that are happening and protests and etc. with farmers right now, all over the world in different places. If you went to Instagram or Facebook and typed in farmers rally or farmers protest Germany, this and that, you'll probably be lucky if somebody has it posted themselves, commented or whatever it is, right? You have to search for it, and I mean really search for it. They're just going to show you pictures of Germany, just fluffy, simple, lovey-dovey things, right? Okay, but if I go to TikTok and I type that in, I'm getting thousands of videos from people there, people around there, news single reporting sites from people making their own news channels on TikTok, etc., yada, yada, yada. That's why they hate TikTok, because they cannot control what you see. And remember, those who control the minds control the people. Those who lack, or my people suffer from a lack of knowledge, right? That's what this comes down to. And I'm sorry to tell you, but the simple truth to all of this is that they don't want you to be aware of what's going on. So they lie to you. They tell you that it's a national security threat with TikTok when it's not. Literally, they've spent hundreds of millions of dollars reverting all of their data and et cetera to somewhere local here in the U.S. to make it safe. They've done everything that they've been told to do, and they still want to ban it because they know it's not controllable. So guess what they're demanding now? Either it's banned from U.S. or they sell it to them. Like, what a fucking free country, right? What a beautiful place to live. A land of the America where at least I know I'm free. And they'll cancel all of my social media if I try to open my eyes and see. Isn't that crazy? How is it that you still don't want to accept the truth? And that's fine. It's a hard pill to swallow when you're somebody who doesn't like swallowing pills. I get it. I understand it. I'm not trying to force you into anything that you shouldn't want to go down. I'm just trying to make you very aware of what's going on. And so let's use the counterpart, right? Let's play devil's advocate. Well, Alex, can't you say that TikTok was responsible for the Tide Pod incident where everybody's eating Tide Pods and responsible for people licking those ice cream things and closing it, and Pokemon Go, everybody's jumping off of cliffs and not paying attention and dying, and look how it's diverting people's mindsets and they're being so consumed by blah, blah. Okay, that's all social media platforms. It's not just TikTok. And two, I'm more in the believer now of social Darwinism. Why are we protecting stupid people? Please answer that simple question for me, because I get a lot of my inspiration and lessons through nature. This isn't a harsh reality. I'm not saying something that isn't true. I'm not saying that I don't believe in unconditional love and giving everybody the best possible. But if you're too dumb to know what's in front of you, how can I help you? If you're willing to walk into open traffic staring at your phone, why should I stop you from getting hit? You literally can't even look up enough from your phone. That's somebody to fight for? So you're telling me if I have two choices, right? That person or a baby carriage flying in the middle of the street. I can only save one. No matter what we do, what we say, I can only save one. I know who I'm saving. The one who can't save themselves. If you're willingly not trying to do anything for yourself, why would I protect you? Back to vid. You're overweight, eating like shit, not exercising. You're born with, you say, oh, I have pre-existing conditions. No, it's called diabetes because you can't put down a double-double and a cookie. You're telling me that just because you don't have the strength to better yourself, and I'm not saying people are mentally strong like me. Trust me, I know how dumbed down we are as a country. I see it every single day around me. I talk to people. I interact with people. Nobody understands what I'm saying. I feel like I'm literally on an island alone most of these days, and that's fine. That's why I do this show, to give you my truest form of opinion and thoughts and understanding, because then it's up to you to take it as you wish. And guess what? There's no bias agenda here. There's no direction. It is simply me openly conversating with you and seeing exactly what's in my mind, because it comes out flowingly naturally. Naturally and artistically, right? So again, why are we protecting people who don't give a crap about themselves? Made no sense to me. Don't get me wrong. I know there's people born with bad issues and etc. Look at their family heritage. Look at their genetics. Look at how their family before them also treated themselves. It doesn't just come out of nowhere. Unhealthy people breed unhealthy people. It's really that simple. Test genetics. Look into their DNA. I know what's going to happen. Trust me, it's not that difficult. It's really simplistic if you look at everything entirely. We just want to make it convoluted and complicated. How about the fact if you go into a grocery store, go ahead and read the ingredients. Please. I would love for you to go into any grocery store. And here's a little trick, too. If you go into grocery stores and you don't shop on the outside aisles, you're failing. The outside aisles are at least the freshest. They're in refrigerators, and they're more, in a sense, they will decompose quicker, right? Everything in the centers and all that stuff, those are boxed, processed, and full of some crazy crap. And again, I test you. Go read Pop-Tarts and see the ingredients. Go read Hot Cheetos and look at all those food coloring and dyes. You think they're just nothing. You think that they are not allowed to put stuff into your food that isn't good for you. You're tripping. Because again, it goes back to the whole concept that you trust in Big Brother when Big Brother has never even cared about you. Imagine that. Imagine being Harry Potter and thinking that family loves him. Imagine that. And then they gaslight him to say, you insignificant prick. We're the ones who took you in when nobody would. That's why you sleep under the stairs and we don't feed you and you're our slave. Cinderella. Imagine gaslighting Cinderella to be like, you ungrateful swine. This is why you clean and all this and we love you and this is what... Really? That's what we are, and I hope you really see that. We have turned into such easily manipulative creatures that we are literally sitting here fighting each other over the dumbest, lowest energy things. Oh, you know, I don't like him because of his skin color. I don't like him because of his culture. I don't like him because of his religious beliefs, his political beliefs. Nah, 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 nah. He's got more money than me. You guys sound pathetic. You sound like, I'd rather listen to a squirrel. I'd rather listen to a dog. I'd rather listen to the wind, the trees, talk to the sun. At least the sun's giving me something of energy. It's just sad to know that we as human beings have been dumbed down and welcomed into such a stupor of state that we really can't see what's in front of us unless somebody tells us. I could literally be holding an apple in front of you and you'd be like, well, what's that? And you look at the media and they're like, that's a steak. And you're like, oh, okay, that's a steak. I'm like, no, it's an apple. Nope, they said it's a steak. Misinformation. Okay. I can go on and on about that, but I feel like I'd rather not because it's kind of, it's not focusing on the main direction of what I wanted to say, which is basically that the entirety of this country and where we're going, it should show to you very prevalently that they are not on your side anymore. This country does not care about you. They are sending billions upon billions of dollars to other countries that have nothing to do with us anymore. And we're trying to play this whole thing like we're the protectors. We got to help those who need us the most, yada, 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 all this bullshit. When we're not even helping each other. Besides like a couple stimulus checks, how much did they do to help all those small businesses that had to shut down because they told everybody to close down? How about Governor Newsom here in California, who told everybody it's too scary to go outside, yet he's renting out restaurants for his close family and friends, and they're all sitting together eating food while you're at home scared, kicking your daughter out because she doesn't believe in something? How is it that you can sit comfortably and listen to an old man gibble and gibber his way through a speech in front of everybody and he's the leader of the free world? Or somebody who's an orange man who just speaks so openly, and I just don't want to talk about, everybody says it's small, but it's not small, trust me. How is it that we're so comfortable just picking one of two sides? That's how I know free will does not exist anymore. Because you are so stupid down to believing that there is only two choices to make for politics. It doesn't matter about voting for the other ones, the Green Party or the other ones. They won't matter. They won't get up there. It's not going to be possible because your vote doesn't matter. Truly. Test my belief. Everybody vote for somebody that is not supposed to win. Tell me if they win. They won't. That's why they have electoral colleges. Because they want to make sure things work out. And then they'll create little misinformation illusions like, oh, voter fraud, this, oh, there wasn't this, this. It doesn't matter. It's just a vote. It's just a ballot. Your vote really doesn't matter. You can argue with me all you want. If you still vote, I feel bad for you in thinking that makes any difference on that high of a level. The most you can do is a city, state, above you level, like your community. Things that are close to you, that will make a difference. Be careful who becomes sheriff in your area. Really look into stuff like that, or who leads up your city council. Those are the people who can do some good shit because it's not high up yet. It's not monumental world decisions. It's just in a little area. So we can at least start making small changes. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all are focused on the stuff that literally will not do anything. So again, you're focused on TikTok being the issue of national security. Yeah, they're right, because it's spreading too much open information. They don't like that. They hate the fact that people will be openly telling you what's going on. So then we can see videos from what's going on around the world, and then you're like, oh man, you know, that's kind of weird. Maybe something is going on differently there. Why is it that we literally have to be so dumbed down that we have to have everything spoon-fed to us, and we're just literally sitting around being comfortable with being told what to believe? You're really comfortable with that? You really like the fact that these people are telling you what to think. You know why I say that? When was the last time you had an original idea? Never in your life, I know for a fact. I'm barely starting to have original ideas because I'm stopped listening and consuming things. I stop listening to music. I stop watching television. I stop doing all this stuff for a period of time so I can stop thinking to think again. How can you really think about anything if you have all of these thoughts constantly in your head and other people telling you what to do? When are you ever alone? I'm sorry to tell everybody, I love being by myself because I'm in the best company of the world because I know I got my back. I know that I'm going to help myself whenever I can. That's why I spend so much money on products of food, healthy food, learning things to be self-sufficient in foraging, foresting. I mean, it's crazy to me that nobody really sees the simplicity of this game. It's just being played because you allow it. So why are we going to allow them to take a platform away that's literally not doing any harm? If people are dumb enough to believe this stuff, again, it's all platforms. That's why people are so dumbed down. People are so stuck in these contractually obligating relationships or whatever it is. People are so stuck in these things and these mantras, they don't even see that they're hurting themselves and becoming enemies. Oh, well, you know, I got married and now here's a forbidden fruit and we're not having sex anymore. It's loveless, la la. Maybe you just need to admit you chose the wrong person. Maybe you just need to admit you haven't figured out who you are. Maybe you just have to admit you still don't figure out the fact that you have limited yourself in setting expectations. That's why everything fails. Why would you set an expectation for something when it should be limitless? There should never be an expectation because then you've already set the boundary of what's going to be possible. Expect nothing so you can welcome anything. It's really that simple. You have to reprogram and train your brain to think openly that there is no right or wrong. It's just choices. There is no such thing as contractually obligating relationships. We all are in a relationship together in whatever kind of concept. You just choose on which ways you go about it. More intimate, sure. More fun, sure. You choose what to do. Stop setting up these false personas. And I'm not telling you to go around and sleep with everybody. You're already doing that. So why is it like this is going to make a change? I feel like this is going to be able to self-empower yourself, to know your value, that you're not just going to give it to random-ass people. How is it that comfortable to you? How are you so comfortable getting your rocks off to randoms? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you have to learn self-sustainability and to find your reason for yourself and why you exist, what you want, what you yearn for. Where are you going? Because we are all just floating through life, comfortable working 65 years just to die after 10 more of our golden years when we're literally on the decaying side of ourselves. That's what you look forward to? When was the last time you took yourself out and saw a movie? When was the last time you went to dinner by yourself? When's the last time you took yourself on an adventure? I almost go on something every single day because guess what? I don't know when tomorrow will be or if it will be or where I'll be. So I live today. I live in the moment and I prosper because I'm open with my thoughts and mind. And trust me, I know everything's going to work out. I'm not even negative. I'm just giving you a reality check here. Everything is going to work out. Everything is going to be as it should because I'm becoming the sentient being and reflecting my reality into this world. So that's why it'll be. I'm merely just trying to give you these wake-up calls because soon you're not going to be able to see outside of it. Soon it won't be able to help you anymore. This is a brief moment where it's our time to take over because this is the age of truth. This is the time to see what's going on and around us. That's why they're moving so fast. That's why they're pushing these things that aren't true about global warming. You can literally look this up now. There is a global countdown to the end of the world. And it's in New York or something, and it's supposed to be 2025. That's the time limit to switch. That's the time limit to let go of negativity, to let go of hate, to let go of anger, aggression, to let go of anything that's a low frequency emotion or people or places and your own mindset. You have a timer telling you right now, that's when the shift is going to happen. What will you do? The poles are going to shift. Everything that's going on is above so many people's heads. They have no idea how deep this goes, and that's okay. Nobody's told you. I'm here to show you. This is your time to finally stand up, to make a change and become the person you're truly supposed to be. And if not, it's okay. There is no right or wrong way. I just know where I want to go. And in doing so, I feel comfortable in doing what I'm doing, saying what I'm saying and helping you see a different perspective. Because if I'm sitting here saying biased agendas or just spoon feeding you the same shit everybody else is, I wouldn't waste my time. I would not sit here and talk to you then because this is not for money. This is not for anything. I'm investing the most important thing I have to you right now, this moment. And I want you to be a part of it and really understand what I'm saying. The outer standing is this is all pushing you into a certain direction. If you're fearful of anything, you have a lot of work to do. If you're afraid to lose somebody, you have a lot of work to do. If you're afraid that something's not going to work out, you're going to lose your job, hungry, food, house, etc., you've got a lot of work to do. You still believe in the fact that you need money to survive. Really think about what I'm saying. You still believe you will be nothing without this person. You'll be alone. Imagine being lonely when you're in the best company of your life. Imagine thinking that if you don't have emotional support or comfort or somebody protecting and providing for you or being there to let you protect her. What are you doing, dude? You should be able to experience somebody and truly value them for who they are and want nothing more, nothing less, seeing what they are. I think that's the most beautiful state to be in and how you redefine every relationship in your life, because there shouldn't be a label. They shouldn't be anything. They should just be a part of you. That's how beautiful this is. That's why they hate TikTok, because again, out of all of the platforms I've ever used in my life, TikTok is the only one and will forever probably be, at least in my lifetime, the only platform that truly opened people's minds to perspectives. And they tried to make these like smaller sites and more independent sites and whatever it is, and these other people were trying to use them to say like, we're the freedom app, we're this. It just didn't work because people aren't trying to do all this stuff, signups, etc. TikTok is it. TikTok worked. TikTok started as a dancing platform that only had music, couldn't even do anything, just like Vine back in the day. And it turned into an empire of its own and being basically the sentient source of whatever you wish in life. It literally became a reflection of us as humans. How crazy is that? That again, the algorithm would fine-tune itself to you. So if you're a tree hugger, kind of crazy how trees pop up. If you're somebody who's a football player, kind of crazy how football keeps popping up. You love to cook and love food, kind of crazy how chefs and new food things keep popping up. That's why, again, I said this platform was one of a kind and they hate it because it does more harm than good for them. And it does more good than harm for us, and they don't like that. That's why farmers are getting charged so much that I have to pay $7 for strawberries at whole paychecks, or I go to the farm and get an entire box that lasts me a week for 30. That carton will last me one day. Crazy how inflation has been getting so high. They are trying to make people sell their houses so they can buy them up because they don't want you to own anything. Go look at the World Economic Forum if you think I'm crazy. Listen to what they say. Go listen to these people who are just disgusting human beings. And I use disgusting very caringly because, dude, they sit up there and tell you, we don't want you to own anything and you will like it. You will basically be subservient to the government and the social credit scores and money. It's unbelievable to me that people actually listen to that and they're not scared. It's crazy that you'll have somebody like Bill Gates, that's an entrepreneur, quote unquote, that started, you know, like a computer program company. You know, you probably heard of him. And then he makes like, you know, the software and stuff for it. Then also he makes the viruses so he can sell you the firewall to make more money off you. Yeah, that's the philanthropist that I'm trying to listen to about COVID vaccines. That's the guy. Yep, that's the dude that I need to be on stage and be like, you know, if we do a really good job with some of these things like vaccines and others, we could probably lower the population by 15 to 20%. I'm sorry, you said lower the population? And people listen, they're like, well, that's out of context. You didn't listen to the whole thing. I'm pretty sure I heard what he just said. How is it that the Georgia Guidestones, right, that were placed so perfectly, nobody knew about them, like 20-something different languages, some of them are dead language, some were in English, etc., and some of the quotes on there saying, like, the human population needs to be at 500 million people to live in coherence with this world. Like, what? And all of a sudden, TikTok starts spreading it all over. TikTok starts showing you how the little hole in one of those stones, this giant slab stone, points to Polaris 365, etc. And then somehow, some way, randomly at night, they get blown up. No investigation, nothing. It's just gone. You see what I'm getting at? The fact, again, is anytime something is uncontrollable in a place that wants control, it is not a good place to be. Let's use a relationship. Let's say you're in a relationship with somebody who is mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever abusive, and they love controlling you because as soon as you stop giving them control in some kind of a way, they lose their shit. I'm talking about either how you talk to them, react to them, explain things to them, what you do for them. As soon as you start changing up, they lose their shit. As soon as you start saying, you know, maybe this isn't for me, they start to manipulate and attack you and gaslight you crazily. They'll start to cry and say this and be like, no, why me? Or they'll try to play it real cool and switch on you real quick and be like, no, that's fine. You know, yeah, it's actually a good thing. I think you should. You definitely should leave because I need to work on myself too. And I'm going to remind you what it is to like fall in love with me and show you I'm the one. Oh, yeah, you're so the one that I had to leave for you to remember that, right? Yeah, that's definitely the person that wants to be with you. Are you shitting me? What are you settling for in life? Why are you allowing people to do this to you and take away platforms that you should be able to choose for yourself? I thought this was a free country. What happened to us being independent people? Were we ever, or was it just a lie my entire life? Because when I go back to 20s, 30s, and 40s, I see how they treated people of color. Were we free? Were we equal? Equality? When the fuck have we ever been? How about we go to the start of this country? Killing indigenous people? Nope, but we're free. We're a great nation. Under God. Oh, unless God tells me to kill you, right? Then it's okay. religious escapades, let's go back to Catholic and Christianity. But that's the one true religion. That's the one. How are you guys so comfortable being brain dead is my question. You can't be. You can literally not have listened all the way up to here if you're brain dead. You need to give yourself more credit, as do I. There is no way you've listened to this entire show and something, some synapses just didn't fire off in some brain cell and you're like, this guy's kind of making sense, because that's all I give you. I got nothing but dollars in my pocket. That makes change. It's got to make sense. How else can I explain this to you that we are in the most prevalent time and I know we're going to win. I'm just trying to help you join me. I want you to come to the side of light, of love, of unconditional love. There's no conditions to my love. I will love you no matter what you do. You can leave me. I'll still love you. You can go somewhere else. You can tell me to fuck off and I'll say, I love you. That is unconditional love. It means unconditionally. No conditions. It's your love. Let me be the chosen one. I'm passionate about this stuff because this is very important to me, because I see what's happening around us and we're allowing it because we think we can do nothing. Our voice is everything. What I'm doing now is literally the most important thing I can do, is inspiring you to inspire others, pushing it forward to make the change we wish to see in the world, becoming the change. If you live your life as the change, guess what happens? The world follows and everybody else does as well, which makes it a beautiful place. So, in hindsight and everything, the reason why they're trying to ban TikTok is, again, a lot of people made a lot of money real quickly on their platform. That marketplace that popped up, oh my God, thousands upon thousands of individual small companies, business owners, etc., were able to profit and make a killing for themselves. Amazon didn't like that. They're also allowing you the freedom of speech to openly express yourself, talk about things going on in the world in your perspective, and letting other people decide what they think about it. Major social media networks hate that because, now, number one, you're not going to them, and two, you're not saying what they're supposed to be wanting you to say. You see how this goes? They don't like freedom as much as you believe and ride the dick of the eagle. It's not how it is here anymore, and I'm trying to give you the straight realism to it. Capitalism is a farce. It's dead. It's disgusting. Communism, socialism, all of them are dead. Stop with the isms. Let's just be humans, okay? Let's make a human society based on bettering humans, focusing on humans, and exfoliating the better world of a utopia. It's so simplistic to do. We don't need to do any of this shit. We don't need to be working. Let's all get together, grow our minds, build up, unite, and build that Tower of Babel again to truly challenge these gods that think they're human beings. They literally think they're better than you, even though they have flesh and blood. It's time to take back this place for what it was, a place to create, a beautiful place of imagination, purpose, free energy, free food, free unity, just growing each other, man, nothing but love. The Beatles, even though they were an evil group and they did some shady stuff, a lot of the messaging was still prevalent there. All we truly need is love. Love is the strongest thing. Fear is not understood love. We got this, okay? Is there anything we can do? I think TikTok is not going anywhere personally. I just wanted to let you know they're trying to ban it. This is what they're afraid of, but I don't think it'll happen. The reality I'm in, I still think it'll be around. I think that there's still going to be something that saves it. I just believe that. And if not, fine, it wasn't meant to be. It did its purpose then. That's the power of this, and that's why I know we will succeed. Step it up for me, okay? Because I believe in you. That's why I did this for you. So if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Love!